Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time for the Pick and Row Show, where a weekly podcast is available on iTunes, Acast, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. So please take the time to support our podcast by doing the following things on iTunes: rate, review, and subscribe. Tell a friend, tell a coworker, tell anybody you know that would love a good podcast, because we would really, really appreciate that. The more people, the better. Gets us into the new and noteworthy or what's hot on iTunes. Also, social media, let them know out there. And we're available on all social media outlets, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. And you can follow us on all those social media outlets at Pick and Row Show. Tongue-tied there. So this week's episode, we actually reconvene with Alex Camacho later in the episode, talking about the NBA and the current MVP race. But first and foremost, we do talk about Star Wars. Now, that's the big conversation that we've been wanting to talk about with The Force Awakens. Pick and I, did I say Awakens? Yes, Awakens. Pick and I are big Star Wars fans, and we talk a little bit about what we liked and what we didn't like about the episode. Share your thoughts with us and follow us on by following us on Twitter. Tweet at us or even go to our Facebook page and let us know what you thought, or you can even email us at pickandrowshow@gmail.com. We greatly appreciate it and hear what your feedback is. And if you haven't seen the movie yet, please do not listen to this episode until you've actually done so, because we do a lot of spoiler alerts, so keep that in mind, okay? All right. Song of the week this week is by Rez. The song is called Till It Hurts. The lead singer, Adrian Guetta, is a good friend of mine. We've actually worked together before, and I told him I wanted to put his music on my podcast, or our podcast, and get the word out for him. And they've been doing shows here in Corpus Christi, or not in not here, but I think they have some shows in San Antonio, Austin. So take a listen. If you like it, check them out on Apple Music if you have an iPhone, or you can purchase their album or download their album. All right, so have a listen here. The song's called Till It Hurts, and we'll be right back with our podcast. And not least, William Gates, man, from Hoop Dreams.
Oh, William Gates. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Basketball player.
Yeah, same, yes. Same birthday.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's been pretty cool, man. We had a good holiday. You had a good holiday, right? You got your kid with you right now, right?
Yeah, my son's down here for the week. That's, after Christmas, but hey.
Hey, whatever, man.
Yeah, no.
You still get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man.
Yes,
so,
sir.
That's what's up.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah. Did you get any good gifts?
You know what? Val hooked me up with some nice stuff for my birthday, man. I got to give a shout out to my wife. She did a really good job.
She hooked that up.
She got me some
Star
Wars gear.
Yeah, is that the Star Wars? Is that Darth Vader? That painting? That was pretty slick. That's what that is?
What? Alex got me that. Yeah, Alex hooked me up with that Star Wars stuff. Sick. Yeah, we're gonna redecorate the man cave with some Star Wars stuff. Yes. I got that.
It's borderline freaky, but yeah, go ahead. That's pretty slick.
Anyway, yeah.
Borderline psychotic. But yeah.
It ain't psychotic.
Go ahead.
But you know, I got some stuff here and there. It was more about getting Amelia stuff. We got Amelia a lot of nice.
Yeah, I just buy stuff for my kids. Man. Yeah. I don't really even do too much celebration.
Yeah.
During the holidays, because it's really about the
children. The kids. But
me anyway. But
yeah, for us
I'm
too.
I'm not worried about getting gifts or.
Yeah, anything, me neither, man. So. At this point, I'm not either. And you know, we got Amelia. Old. Yeah. Well, I'm getting older. We got Amelia a lot of nice stuff. Yeah,
She got the hookup. She got it.
She got a kitchen.
She needs her own like house or apartment.
She does. Oh, wait, what?
She needs her own like wing. Wing of the not separate.
No,
like,
I got
wing
of
the mansion.
I get what you're saying.
All the stuff y'all got her.
I'm picking up what you're writing down.
That's borderline ridiculous.
We got to take care of our baby girl.
I mean, she'll be all right without the 5,000 square feet of toys.
She's got she'll be all right. She got a kitchen, so that was like a different set of toys.
Yeah.
So anyway, she enjoys it.
At least you're not driving her on your
power wheels.
Yeah, with the kids on the hood, hop flying off like
those hoverboard things.
Gilbert Arenas.
Oh,
you see that?
No, I didn't. What the heck happened? You sent it to me. I haven't seen it.
This guy is riding in the 15-second video or whatever of him and his kids. And he's got one of the kids like driving like a little four wheeler type. I don't know what it is, but got one of the kids on the hood.
That's crazy, dude.
And like the kids, like holding on. I didn't really look at him. I hear the explanation. Like, really, dude? And you videotaped this? Like, just take a picture.
Hell yeah! But anyway, that's strange.
Gilbert Amelia to the top of her Barbie, car.
Nope, she's not doing that. She's got her little power wheel, little thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right there. That's about it.
Let her drive only.
Heck yeah!
And Gilbert Arenas probably. How much money did he make this year?
Probably made like $19 million.
Didn't even play a game.
He hasn't played in 4 years.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
He's still making more money. Oh,
he's making more money than most of the league.
Yep,
90% of the league.
Kobe, we thought Kobe was doing highway robbery, but this guy's far worse.
He's killing him. So, did you get to see?
Are we finally going to talk about it?
Yeah, it's been.
We
a while,
are. Right? Yeah, we've been wanting to talk about this.
I didn't see it till like yesterday.
Oh man,
I didn't see it till yesterday.
I saw it like a week and a half ago.
Yeah, I waited.
Star Wars.
It was nobody in the movie theater.
Where'd you see it?
It's like four of us.
Palladium.
Live Oak.
Live Oak. Okay.
Yeah, 3D.
Nice, yeah. I saw it in 3Dizzle, too.
Yeah, I saw it in 3Dizzle.
So, go ahead. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, what'd you think? Star Wars.
No, you go first.
The Force Awakens.
Force Awakens.
You tell me. Give me your first impression. Then. Well, you want me to tell you mine?
You go ahead.
Let me go first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Man. I mean, I loved it. It was good, but...
But...
I just feel like it could have been better, but I know they're coming with two more.
Right.
So I expect the second one to really, really be good.
Yeah.
And the third one to be okay. So
like,
because, you know what I mean? It was something about it. It was setting it up for the next two, obviously.
Right.
They're building characters. I mean, you have to build the characters first and all that. So I understand that. Or develop the characters, or whatever. So I think Kylo Ren, right?
Yeah, Kylo.
I think, because he's kind of weird, goofy looking dude.
Emo looking.
I think he's going to transform into, because he that last step is what he wanted to take was like, I need you to help me with this. And then he killed off his father and was like, mm-hmm. Okay. So I think that was the next step to like the
dark side.
The next level of dark sidedness.
Yeah.
That he's going to get. So I think the second one, he's really going to be off the hook.
Yeah.
So it's going to probably be more, I'm anticipating more, a little bit more action with him.
Right.
And Finn.
Finn was good.
The brother stormtrooper.
Yeah.
He was kind of comic relief for me. So I'm hoping that he's going to develop as well. I think that's probably why I was kind of like, So it was like the girl was harder than him. Like she,
they were hyping him up. Like I thought he was the Jedi.
I'm thinking that he, you know,
trains to be a Jedi.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I guess I don't know.
Go ahead.
He's kind of weak.
He was
like,
I'll agree with you. He was weak.
You know what I mean? I guess that's probably why I'm kind of like, why did it make the brother weak though? Like, come on, man, that's my nigga though. You know what I mean? Like, he's tougher than that. Like, I know he's hard in real life, right?
Yeah, he's got to be harder.
So, but I'm hoping they're going to do like the same thing with Kylo Ren. You're going to develop him because he had a lot of heart. He just was trying to get away.
Yeah,
and I feel him on that.
Yeah,
but I would think every stormtrooper was kind of hard anyway. But I guess that was his first time. He said,
"Yeah, that was like his first time trying to kill or shoot or whatever." Right.
Right, but they didn't even practice shooting. I don't know. But I don't want to keep rambling. But yeah, I mean, I just feel like he's going to develop.
It's your podcast.
He's going to develop into, you know, because he just got damn near killed trying to save, you know. Old girl went back to save her, so he's got a lot of courage. He's a heroic, you know, and he's going to develop into a badass. He's going to be like the new Han Solo, basically.
Maybe, yeah.
To me, because he can't be a Jedi.
So he's the real deal?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was that what he's saying? He's like, I'm the real
deal.
He's the real deal. Harrison Ford's like, hey, real deal.
He kind of threw it like a... He threw some urban flavor into
he did.
Star Wars a little bit. You know what I mean? But it was kind of weak with it, but...
Yeah.
Again, I'm anticipating... The movie 2, that he's going to be a lot tougher and more developed into, you know, a real nigga to me. You know what I'm saying? Instead of what he was. So I mean, he did a good job though. He did a really good job. I'm not tripping. He did a really good job. I wish he could have been a little bit more stronger with it. But he kind of reminded me of Denzel in the face a little bit in some of the close ups, right?
A little bit, yeah.
I was like, well, you know, it's kind of Denzelish. So you know, he's young. So I mean. I got him on my Twitter now.
Do you?
I think. I'm following him. Yeah, I'm like, all right, let me follow this brother. I'm gonna give him some support. So I ain't tripping. If somebody says some good stuff, I'll follow you on Twitter. But, and I like the girl. She was pretty tough, and she's gonna be a Jedi. So that's even better. And that's she has to be related to one of them. Oh,
man, I got a little spin off on that.
I think she's you think she's Luke's little. Side chick, baby, or what?
Well, I don't know.
Baby mama?
You go ahead.
I don't know. I was trying to figure it out. Like, so we know.
We know what? Go ahead.
That Kylo Ren was Han Solo's son with Leia, who is Darth Vader's daughter as well. So that's why he was grandfather. You know what I'm saying? Papa. With
talking his pop-pop.
Papa's helmet. So yeah, I'm thinking she is gotta be like one of Luke's things. I mean, daughters, I mean, you know, and speaking of Luke, he looks terrible.
What do you mean? He looks old.
He looks terrible. I saw him on like a documentary about the lightsaber. Remember telling you about that?
Yeah. Well, I think the
evolution of the lightsaber. I was sick, dude. You got to watch that. I think I recorded it. They were talking about how they fight with the swords, who was training them and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That was sick. I was like, wow. And how they fight now and how they adapted a twist into it.
Well, you can see Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen doing the same thing for Revenge of the Sith and same thing for Phantom Menace.
But they got better every time what they're – so I'm anticipating, again, a better battle, a Jedi fight next because Luke's going to be there now.
Yeah.
And he's – probably to train her.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So.
Kind of like the, I liked it because it's like they're paying homage to Yoda, Luke going to Dagobah.
Right.
With Yoda, and now they're taking her to this place where they find Luke.
So, yeah, overall, really, really good movie. I can't say it's the best movie ever. It's not better than Avatar. Avatar was a complete movie. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like they had part 2 and 3.
Right.
So I really can't compare it to that yet.
What do you think of it?
Because you got 2 and 3 coming.
Yeah, but, or 8 and 9. But I mean, what do you have it?
I'm just saying.
What do you have it compared to the other Star Wars movies? Do you like it better than the prequels?
Yeah, because it's newer, and I've been waiting for it for like 10 years.
Yeah.
The one without Jar Jar Binks, yeah.
So let me So Chuck, let me ask you this. Did you see the first Star Wars when it came out in theater? Or no?
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I was six, so.
Okay.
I don't know, but I remember seeing it back then.
So did you see Empire Strikes Back?
Yeah.
And you saw Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
So you've seen almost all of them at the movie theater. That's pretty.
Oh, at the movie theater.
Yes, not the remastered, but like as they came out.
I can't remember if I saw it. Okay. Well, back then I was only talking only why you could watch it because it didn't come back on.
Right.
What on I HBO mean, for like 12 years.
Right, but
years.
I mean, but you know,
if HBO was even out at that time.
But when they re-released them in movie theaters back in like 1996 or 97, remember?
I must have seen it. I had to seen it back then. But probably when I got older, I probably because I had Star Wars toys when I was like. Well,
so then I imagine you saw it at the movies when it came out. So that's
I'm guessing probably like the that's drive-in we used to do back in the day.
That's pretty badass though, man. That you at least can say you saw all of them possibly at the movie theater.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because
I mean, I saw all the other Star Wars on HBO when they came out years later.
I'd rather watch it at home.
Then
I saw
episode 2 and 3 at midnight when they came out.
I mean, you get your little surround sound. You get your comfort. Oh. You know what I mean? So nowadays, you can make it better.
You can make it more like a theater experience. It's
free, and you got to deal with all these stupid people out there.
Yeah, I agree.
On their cell phones, which I was on my cell phone during the movie, but, you know, don't tell anybody.
That's too old. I might get arrested. Nobody knows.
I might get arrested.
Don't tell anyone.
I Snapchatted it, though.
Don't. You don't have a Snapchat, do you?
I do have a Snapchat, actually.
Do you use it?
I've been using it lately, yeah. It's pretty funny. No,
that is pretty funny, huh?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So my son Snapchat. We Snapchat each other stupid stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
I don't use it as much.
I'm trying to use it more. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm working it out.
I'm more on the Twitter.
Yeah.
Mostly because of the show.
I'll do a Snapchat for our show.
You should do one.
Yeah.
We do Periscope quite a bit.
We should Periscope tonight.
Nah.
Yeah. Down Periscope. So what'd you think?
I liked it. Overall, I really did like it.
Best movie ever? Scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 9 or an 8.
9?
Yeah. I liked
really?
It. Really? I liked it. You know why? Because I thought...
I'm going to go... Hold on. Go ahead. Let me give mine. You said 9, right?
Go ahead and give us your number, and then I'll tell you.
Well, 10 is like the best. Is like, I don't even have, like, there's no 10 to me. Like,
okay.
I got to leave room for something new. But like,
I'll give it an 8.
9 point. Oh, you go down.
I'm going to go an 8, point. Yeah.
I'll give 8. I'm cool with 8.
Okay, what I thought of it. I thought it was a great movie. I thought that the actors that they picked to play the certain parts were perfect for it. The dialogue was great. The humor in it was awesome. Not that
It was more funny than...
It was more...
It wasn't Jar Jar Binks.
Right, it was more funny. It was more relative, I guess you could say, because the humor in the George Lucas Star Wars versus J.J. Abrams Star Wars was that it just seemed to fit better, made more sense, I guess. The Star Wars one, the George Lucas ones tried to be real witty, and
you think they overthunk?
I think that they overthought it, and I mean,
I think they underthought this one.
You think
the Death Star. 2.0. They couldn't come up with something different than that.
Well, anyways, I mean, yeah, that's true. I
was kind of disappointed. I was disappointed in that, in the way they destroyed it. I was kind of like, it's the same exact
same
way
thing as New Hope.
Yeah, I was like, well, that was another thing that kind of turned me off.
So I thought it was really good. I liked how they paid homage to a lot of the Star Wars. They kept it Star Wars. I mean, some of the sound effects sounded different. That kind of threw me off. Like, the lightsaber sound effects were different. I noticed that.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make your own spin on it. I get it. I was a little frustrated with Kylo Ren, the actor, the way he was portraying it, because then when something didn't go his way, he threw a fit.
Yeah, he's young. He's young in the dark side, just like Luke was young in the light side.
So
I'm giving the benefit of the doubt on that.
Right, so that's when I left the theater thinking, I was like, God, he's a little bitch, you know, but then
I was thinking that too.
But then
he killed his dad.
Yeah, he killed. I knew it was going
to
happen.
He wanted to go to that next level, and that was, I think that was it.
He was out there like it was light. He was talking to Han, and then they went dark, and his face is like red. I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna kill him.
Oh yeah, well I kind of figured.
Yeah,
as soon as he got close, I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then Chewie like went nuts. Like went killed everybody. Remember that?
Yeah, he just went like Hulk smash like, on him, didn't he?
Yeah, he started going anger. And
yeah,
anyway, I thought it was really good. I thought the chick. What's her name?
The chick.
What's her name?
Hold on.
Rena or
who? Oh, Ray.
Ray.
Oh, okay.
Dude, she was awesome.
was like,
I thought she was really good.
No, she did a really good job. I mean, she kicked freaking Finn's ass. I was like, dude, really? You're black. Like, you can't beat the white woman up?
Not in the galaxy. Like, come on. I mean, I'm cool with it.
You know, I'm cool with the woman beating him up, but it was like, he could at least, like, put up a fight. Like, yeah. Come on, dude. You can, like, block that punch. Well, he didn't get stormtrooper training. Like, he didn't.
That's what.
They don't just shoot, right? They can fight, right?
And that's what we're talking about at work, was that the guy's like, he's got. Well, how can he use a lightsaber? Well, he's got stormtrooper experience. He knows how to fight. So
no, he doesn't.
But he got his ass kicked.
He couldn't fight.
Yeah,
he was whack.
So,
come on, man. He represents for the brothers, man.
It happens, man.
No, it does.
Overall, I thought it was good. I mean, top to bottom was good.
My dude, though.
Now here's my take on it. I think either two things. One,
okay.
Kylo Ren and Rey. Are twins. They're Han and Leia's kids. That's one take, because I know...
Wait a minute.
Because the Force is strong in both of them, but it's strong in her.
Yeah.
So it's either they're twins, they're Han and Leia's kids.
No.
Well, I thought...
It would have to be Leia, because Han's not... doesn't have the Force.
Well, I know it's Leia, but she kind of... like, she grabbed... Han and Leia both gravitated to her a lot really quick. And then the other one was... what if it's Luke's?
No, it's Luke's.
What if she's Luke's child?
It's Luke's side chick's
mom. Who knows? Well,
did he ever? Because him and Leia never did anything.
They're brother and sister.
Right. Because remember, at first, they were like each other. Remember, originally.
Yeah, they didn't know.
But yeah, they finally were brother and sister. It's like, oh. That's kind of weird. So, I'm sure he out there playing. Like, Captain Kirk was out there doing his thing, man. I know Luke Skywalker, man.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
And he's a Jedi Knight? I know he's breaking his
Darth vibrator. The whole time I was just like, where's Luke? And then I knew he was gonna show up at the freaking
end. Looks terrible. In the words of Charles Barkley, he looks terrible.
Mark Hamill is almost 60 years old.
Han Solo looked decent. You know, Princess Leia looked terrible too. Yeah, I'm sorry. They are old, but I mean, they did look terrible. But hey,
I need to watch it again.
If I was an actor with millions of dollars off a couple of movies, I might look terrible too. Because I got money.
Did you see how much Harrison Ford made off of the movie?
How much?
He made more than everybody.
Well, yeah, he's the most famous one there. There's nobody on his level.
He made $25 million. Wow. And you know how much?
He's an A-list actor, though.
Yeah, he is. You know how much Carrie Fisher made?
Like, I'm going to go with 8.
Nope.
What?
Not even 2.
Yeah. What has she been in?
Hey.
When's the last time you seen Carrie Fisher?
Austin Powers.
Right.
She had like a 5-minute cameo.
When's the last time you seen her before that? Star Wars. So
no, you know what? She was in Fanboys.
Okay. What?
But she was in Fanboys.
Really?
Cameo.
I can't fool the food. Okay.
You cannot.
How much money? Okay, so cameo, Star Wars.
So, she's just a cameo.
She's nobody.
She's a cameo player.
I mean, the only reason we know her because of Star Wars.
Harrison Ford just did Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull and
five other movies. He did Star Wars.
Did
and Indiana Jones. He's set for life. There's nothing else he has to do.
And he was regarding
him. But he's a really good actor as well, though.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, so, I mean, not saying that Carrie Fisher.
Overall, I am looking forward to it. I don't think to the next 2 Star Wars movies.
I'm salty.
You're salty?
Because now I got to wait.
Well, we hope. Well,
I know.
By the time they're all set and done, I'm going to be almost 40.
I want the bootleg now.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
I'll get you a bootleg.
Call your peoples.
No, you know, I want to see it one more time just to digest it again. I've been telling
Val. Yeah, I'm going to go see it again.
We need to.
We should go see it together.
You just, you know?
Yeah, not like together.
Yeah, I know what together. You mean. Yeah, no homo.
Because I know.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Why you say that, man?
Well, we have to plug it out there.
Oh, okay. So
all lives matter, just for the record. Before you said, why do you have to go there? Well, I mean, because you were making
Shut up.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. I'll meet you there. How about that? Because you're kind of funny anyway.
You're kind of funny too, man. Yeah. Especially with your little.
I don't trust you.
Your 20-inch blades.
I see your little eye twitching over there.
My eyes are like irritated from my contacts. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'll say. So, yeah.
They tend.
So you think. I think Rey is Luke's. Great granddaughter, because he looks like he's 79 or something crazy.
She's something because she's got a lot of force capabilities.
She has some heart, and she was on What planet was it again? Jacob? No, what was it called? Jakar?
Jakar.
Like the cologne? Jakar?
It looked.
Right?
You remember it kind of looked like Tatooine, though.
That's what I'm saying.
It reminds me of Tatooine.
Exactly, just like that. Exactly. That's why I was like, that's another reason why I'm like, okay.
Because you're kind of like recycling stuff?
Yeah, give me some new stuff. Show me a new planet. I don't want to see this.
But does that surprise you really in today's society? I mean, not today's society, today with Hollywood and stuff, they're not creative anymore.
I guess that's what it is, man. It was not creative enough for me. The Death Star 2.0
was like five times the size of it or 10 times the size of it.
It's the same thing.
It's like, you can blow it up with just going into this one spot. Hit it right here and it's going to blow up. All the way around it.
It was shooting and killing planets in different universes or solar systems, right?
Right.
Which is ridiculous. Like, that's a crazy ass weapon. You're shooting it's taking power from the sun. And they killed it. It was harder to kill the Death Star. It seemed like, I don't know, man. They killed it within 5 minutes. I was like, oh, okay. Well, Poe just killed the thing. I was disappointed.
So what do you think of that big super Sith thing?
Whatever. Was he really big, or is that just a projection?
You know what? That might have been a projection.
I think it was just a projection. I don't think he's that big. Cause that'd be like, I mean.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, nobody's that big, and that smart. It's not like it's Avengers or something. That's your boy.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No, the one that controls the...
I always forget his name.
My son was just talking about it. He knows all the characters of every dang cartoon. I should not need to text him and find out. But anyway...
Wait, was it the Falcon?
It was something like that. No, Falcon.
I forget his name. I know who you're talking about, though.
Kronos? No.
No, not Kronos.
Dude above Kronos, right? I can't remember his name.
Kronos, the dude from God of War?
Oh, I don't know where I got that from. I just made that up.
Let's see.
Anyway.
We're listening, Picky.
So.
Charles Pick.
So. Yeah, I would just kind of let down the similarities in the original.
So you just thought they
give me a little give different.
Give us some different.
Like the cantina was cool. I thought that was pretty funny. At first,
yeah,
because the lady with the fish eyes, she was pretty cool. That's where she found
you fish eye fool.
That's where she found where she had glasses, but where she found the Luke Skywalker's sword.
Where she had the chest of all his stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was all his stuff. It was just that
his lightsaber.
Yeah, I don't think everything was just everybody's stuff. But
it's almost like he became an Obi-Wan and became a hermit. Except he's in the mountains.
He did like Yoda. Yeah, he did. I mean, that's cool. That's what you do. Because that's what happened last time. They had killed all the Jedis off, remember?
Yeah, into exile I go.
So, I'm just not... It was just too similar
to
the original three.
What is the similarities?
The similarities.
There's way too many similarities. But
I enjoyed it.
I still did. Because
I'm a Star Wars head, so I enjoyed it. But, just a couple of things I could have felt was different. I think they could have did better. I felt there was room for improvement.
Because they hyped it up, but have you seen how much money it's made at the box office?
Oh, no, it's past Avatar, right?
Yeah, it blew up, dude.
Yeah, but it's not better than Avatar. I can't. Avatar.
I'm not gonna argue.
Avatar was a one time deal. It was series.
I'm not a big fan of Avatar.
Are you serious?
I couldn't get into it, man.
Why couldn't you get into it? Because they were blue. It's a different planet.
I mean, the Blue Man Group's blue. I like the Blue Man Group.
But it was a different planet, and they were 10 feet tall.
$1.61 billion.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna make money. I'm not worried about money.
Money.
I don't need to see the money to know. How good it was to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To me, where I can say, you know what? When I saw Avatar, I was like, I felt something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I saw this, I didn't feel it. So then I was like, oh, okay. But again, it's got two more coming. So I have to look at it as a whole instead of Avatar is one movie, so I can't really compare it yet.
No, I got you.
But I don't think it was better than Avatar.
Dude, yet. Avatar made almost $3 billion.
I don't think it was better than The Avengers.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because those movies had me feeling some type of way after the movie. I was just like, wow. I felt like I had just saw something. I was kind of impressed.
This movie's going to make over $2 billion.
Again, I'm not worried about it. It's not about
money. No, I know what you're saying.
It's going to make the money regardless. I mean, it's Star Wars.
Wow.
You know, judged off your room upstairs alone, they're going to make like $50 billion off of you.
Well,
eventually, over time, over your lifetime.
No.
In vows.
We love Star Wars. What can we do?
It's beyond.
So do you.
But y'all got me beat.
No, dude, wait. Okay. Okay. Look at the stocking. It's a Vader stocking.
Your daughter has more Star Wars stuff than me.
No, she does not.
She does.
She has two Star Wars shirts, and she has the little toy that you got her that she plays with. The Luke and Leia. I mean, not the Han and Leia little things. What else does she have?
She's got some Star Wars stuff. She's got more than that. You're not thinking about it.
Oh, whatever.
Those dolls aren't hers?
Yeah. Which ones?
The big ones.
No, those are mine.
Oh, you are a little girl. Okay, go ahead.
You're the little girl.
I forgot.
You're the little girl with the peanut head. So. I hate you.
But yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it. I just felt like there was more I could have got out of it, but I wasn't impressed, but I was satisfied. Let me say it like that. There's been movies I've seen that, like The Godfather. That's on a whole different level.
That's the thing, though. You're talking about a sci-fi movie versus something that's like.
I'm just talking about a movie in general. Like,
Godfather is an amazing movie. I mean, so is Star Wars. But I mean, it's kind of like you can't.
Yeah, I can compare it. I can compare it to movies, like how they made me feel. It's different genres, but as far as how a movie made me feel, like, and then like, do I want to watch it again? Like, Kingdom of Heaven. You ever watched that? That's probably one of my favorite movies.
Is that the one with Orlando Bloom?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen
it. He wasn't a punk like in Troy, though. He was a beast in this one. So
he kind of punked out on.
In Troy?
Yeah.
He was a big punk. But in this one, nah, he was true as heck. But Liam Neeson was his dad, so, you know. So, in this movie, in Kingdom of Heaven, I can watch that every time.
You felt like it was like, then he was the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Well, I'm just saying, I felt like, when I saw it, at the end, I was just like, wow, that was really inspiring. And, you know, it was more about, the acting was great, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care about sound effects, you know, special effects. I do like that in science fiction. I do like that, but I like to see the acting along with that.
Yeah,
you can't just fool me with special effects. It has to be. And you know, I like the plot, the storyline. I like to see what that's about, character development. All that stuff's important to me. So you know,
again, this is only one episode, so we don't have a whole lot of character development to go through yet. So it's gonna take a little bit of time, but I think that they're on the right path.
No, for sure. That's what I'm saying. I have to watch the rest, the other two.
I kind of want to go back and watch the rest of them all over again.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. I had to get some M&M's in my mouth real quick.
Some holiday M&M's.
But
yeah, you haven't gotten any. Try some.
Yeah, get them.
No, I'm good. But yeah, I mean, it's...
So, what do you expect... In the next episode of Star Wars, The Force Returns.
Is that what it's going to be called?
I just made that up. That sounded good, though, right?
It does sound good. It sounds like something they'd use. I think we're gonna find out.
Force
Awakens
comes back. Welcome back, Skywalker. Like, welcome back, Connor.
Well, obviously, Mark Hamill's going to have a bigger. Luke's going to have a huge role in the next one.
And I bet you he won't be fighting. Well, he will, yeah, but he'll be a stunt double because his butt is like 250. No.
No, he's less than that.
I know. He's not portly. He's just.
But he lost like 50 pounds, dude. He was big.
He's going to have to lose more.
He's bigger.
He's going to lose more. I predict a svelte, is that a word? Skinnier.
Well, they're already filming it, aren't they?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I think I'm sure they are. They're probably going to knock all these out real quick. But, at least the first two.
Yeah.
A skintier, as I get that word from my girl Kyra. Skinty.
Skinty.
Yeah,
did you give a shout out to Kyra?
I just gave a shout out to Kyra. Yeah, because she calls me skinty.
Skinty.
It's funny.
That's funny.
That's her word. But I predict a skintier Luke Skywalker.
Pretty cool. I expect to find out more about. I mean, Kylo Ren's probably going to be a. More of a beast.
Kylo Ren's going to be
and then
way beastier.
Rey's going to be stronger in the Force.
Rey's going to be way stronger in the Force.
It's going to be Luke's exciting. Trainer. Yeah, dude. It's going to be
Finn's
really
going to stop being a punk ass.
Well, that's hope.
He's going to be a real nigga in the next one. He's going to have a pimp. He's going to have probably when Mace Windu, Mace Windu,
no,
Mace Windu's pimp,
pimped out lightsaber. That's a Samuel Jackson special.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, he only, him only.
He got to pick his color lightsaber and the handle.
I don't know. Finn got some pull now. He's one of the main characters.
It's not George Lucas pull, but I mean,
George Lucas is gone. J.J. Abrams.
Nah. Well, he's not directing the second one.
Oh, he's not? Who is?
Somebody else is. I forgot the name.
Are you serious? Don't change it up.
They get different directors.
Yeah, but yeah, he's gonna be stronger. Chewbacca is still Chewbacca, and you know who I liked?
R2, BB-8. Everybody likes BB-8.
BB-8 was pretty cool. I do like that. BB-8 was pretty BB-8. Cool guy. Shout out to BB-8.
Shout out to BB-8.
You know what I'm saying? He's got the
little toy.
He's pretty cool.
One of my neighbors
he's
got fast. The toy. Yeah.
Huh?
One of my neighbors got the little BB-8 toy.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah,
we sell that. Oh,
we. I heard the shop sells
that.
It.
I've seen that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Figure that out, peeps. No, I know.
Okay. But yeah, it's pretty cool, man. I mean, it's all right. I wouldn't buy it, but the real robot BB-8 is pretty. He's pretty awesome. I'm glad R2 came back. C-3PO needs to get his arm fixed, and then he'll be back. But he's there. Who else? What if Lando Calrissian is still around? You know, brothers be lasting.
Hello. Well,
you
know what? What have we here?
You know, brothers don't last too long in the movies. But I think Finn's gonna be—he's gonna be around for the entire thing. I hope. I don't see him. You know, maybe at the end, the third one. But by then, that means he's all three. So
yeah.
So he'll be around. I'm glad to see brother.
Well, see,
didn't die in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, he's not gonna die. He's probably gonna be around for all.
I'm still salty that he's a stormtrooper and he's like 21 years old and can't fight.
But think about it, though. Yeah.
They don't have, like, stormtrooper
the best,
training.
The
though.
Best...
Academy?
The best Jedi was probably Mace Windu.
The best Jedi... Nah, Yoda's the best Jedi.
Dude.
There's nobody better than Yoda, bro.
Dude, Mace Windu was the shit, though.
I give him a 1A, but Yoda...
Hey, he
Yoda's, like, 700 years old.
He decapitated Jango Fett's head.
Yeah, he did.
And he did it with, like, pimp style.
Yeah, but he's a Jedi.
You know what? I was watching it the other day, Attack of the Clones, and he's walking, and then Count Dooku is there, like, they're getting ready to attack.
What's up with Count Dooku's Jedi? Go ahead.
And then he comes out, and he's like, he puts the lightsaber, like, right near Jango's neck. And
right.
Then, you know, Count Dooku's like, Master Windu. And then he's just like, how funny that you're here. My old Jedi, you're not going to survive, my Jedi friend. And he's like,
that's Christopher Lee, wasn't it?
Yeah. He's like,
didn't he just die?
He did die.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee. Yeah, he was scary in Dracula, though.
Yeah. He and he's like, this part is over. And then he's like the deflecting shots when he's like flying. You know, when he like does a force jump and Mace Windu's deflecting shit, man. Samuel Jackson was a shit, dude.
He's not better than dude. Yoda would do like spins and with the. Are you serious?
You know. That's why I didn't like the fight scene.
Didn't Yoda train all them?
He did.
His
fight scene and Revenge of the Sith.
Was that Sith?
Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah, that's the one that Obi got killed in, right? No,
Anakin practically died.
Well, yeah.
Mace Windu died in that one.
Mace Windu and
Padme.
Amidala. Yeah. No. Well, yeah, she did. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, that was the one.
That was the one.
I keep getting mixed up.
But anyway, but he went out in style, though. Mace.
I guess.
Black Lives Matter.
Didn't he go out the window?
He did.
Yeah, that wasn't in style. That's style?
He had like an inch. Come on, he went out like in style.
That style?
He got force lightning and then
we
he
have to
freaking like
find out
flew
what going
up.
Out in style in the movie is. Like, how do you die like cool on a movie? Like,
can you imagine
out the window?
You probably got paid good money to do
was
Star
at the
Wars,
end, what was at the end? Oh, I'm sure. Samuel Jackson? Yeah.
He's an A-list, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He was the only A-list in that.
Ewan McGregor was in there. I consider, but I don't know if he get paid as much as Samuel.
But Natalie Portman was an A-list yet.
Oh, Natalie Portman for sure.
Well, now she is, but not then.
That was right near
right
the
before.
Beginning.
Yeah,
she had done some stuff by then, though. She had done a lot of stuff, but yeah. At that time,
Jimmy Smits was A-list. No,
he only had a small. He had a decent role, wasn't he?
But is he considered A-list? He was at one point, right?
I don't know if I consider him A-list.
Yeah,
I don't know about that.
But Samuel L. Jackson,
he's
for
up
sure.
There, though, yeah, Samuel L. Jackson for sure. Natalie Portman at that time, I'm not sure.
Ewan McGregor was pretty high at that time.
Ewan McGregor. Yeah, he should have been right there too. But he's a really good actor. I like him. He's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's good.
I liked him in the what was that
The Island.
No, he wasn't that, wasn't he?
Trainspotting, he was awesome. Trainspotting, Black Hawk Down.
The one with Tom Hanks and
Gods and Demons.
Yeah, Devils and Angels. No, wait a minute.
Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons. Yeah. We got
it mixed up. He was a priest, right?
Yeah, he was off the hook. He was the one doing it and everything. Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he was. Are you not seen it?
Spoiler alert. Oh, nah, you're fine, dude.
That it came out like 10 years
ago. Yeah, you're fine. I'm not mad. I'm not mad about it.
10 years ago. Will Smith really got mad about that.
Who?
Like somebody like mad that we spoiled it.
Oh, somewhere. Man. The other day, dude, your boy, Josh Hill.
Oh, God.
Man, he spoiled.
What?
He spoiled Star Wars
for everybody?
For Rob Y.
Oh, did he?
He's like, hey, man. And again, if you're listening to this, it's either because you don't care about Star Wars or you have seen it. So we're going to preface. You're already going to. Once you see the title of this episode, you're already going to know. So we're not going to preface anything here. But so this guy comes in, he's like, man, Han Solo went out like a bitch. I can't believe he's dead. And Robert's like, oh my God, what the hell?
Why'd you just tell me that?
He's like, dude, I haven't seen the damn movie, you jerk.
Yeah. He's
like, I'm like, you ruined it for him. You
he didn't go out like a bitch, though.
No, he didn't. I mean, he was fighting for.
That was going out in style. What do you think? He got killed by his son.
He did.
Trying to bring him back to the light side of the,
run to the
force,
light.
Which he wasn't has no force. So I think that might have been should have been Leia's job, but I don't know.
Bring our son home.
Yeah, she looked terrible. Like Darth Vader's kids look terrible, basically. But they'll look better. They'll both look better in the next one. I'm sure they're like with trainers 24/7.
Oh hell yeah, diet specialist.
Yeah, I'm sure. Stuff like that. Like, we gotta get y'all back in shape.
She looked like she had like her lips, right? They looked kind of weird.
I didn't even realize it was her at first. I was like, is that?
Yeah, right.
Leia.
It's hard to tell that was her because she looks so.
I used to like Carrie Fisher. That's my girl.
Hello, Han. Some things don't change, or whatever she said. She just like her voice sounded weird, but I mean, she's in her 60s, so you can't really, you know. It's like when I saw Harrison Ford for the first time in Crystal Skull, the new Indiana Jones. He sounded like his voice sounded rougher and gruffy or whatever, and I'm like, it's like, oh my God, that doesn't even sound like him. I mean, but then again, he's 69 years old or 68 years old.
Yeah, yeah. You know, what I did like though. Like the old ruins of the old spaceships.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
For some reason, I liked that. I don't know why I liked that so much.
No, well, because you're like, okay, well, the war ended or whatever, the rebellion succeeded or whatever, but I mean, they left it there. That was kind of cool.
She was scavenging parts and stuff. That was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty.
That was pretty.
Something about that.
Pretty rad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So overall, I'll give it a.
Good. We're good.
And not the best movie ever, but. Pretty damn good.
It was very good.
Right. It was very good.
I still need to see the Avengers. I think I'm going to try to watch
Which Avengers?
Tonight. The Age of Ultron.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
I haven't seen it.
You seen the first one, though?
Yeah, I have the first one. The first one was good.
That's what I'm saying. I felt some type of way about the first one. I was like, wow.
That one, because it was awesome.
What I'm saying.
I'm gonna
didn't feel like way about Star Wars. Same thing with Avatar. I was,
Give it time.
If I have to give it time, it's not.
Well, you got to watch it again. Get a second opinion, Doc.
No, I mean, I'll watch it again.
Get a second opinion,
just,
Doc.
I'm again.
Go ahead.
It's too much.
Go ahead.
You get two more movies,
Go ahead.
I just wasn't.
Go ahead.
Like, Avengers had two more movies, too, coming. So, the first one was really, really good.
What did you think?
Even with Star Trek, like, the first Star Trek, I thought was really, really good. I thought it was one of the best. I think it's the best Star Trek ever, actually. It's better than the second one just came out. But
what did you.
I felt some type of way about the first Star Trek.
Okay.
I like that better than the first Star Wars, which is, I can't believe I just said that, but.
Yeah, you traitor.
No, I'm
we're
just.
Not, we're not even mad at you, dude.
I'm just going with movie, you know, like we control who made the movie.
We're not mad at you at all. We forgive you.
But I don't have any Star Trek shirts. Okay. Actually, I do have one, but I got like 1,000 Star Wars shirts.
We forgive you.
Anyway.
Okay. I was going to say something, but I lost my train of thought when you went on to Star Trek.
The Star Trek just threw you off. My Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk was a pimp. Dude, you talk about pimps.
You're talking about...
Captain Kirk was a pimp player in Spock.
Shatner, or are you talking about the new dude?
Anybody that plays Captain Kirk, just the character in general. And Spock is like C-3PO. I said CP3.
Hey, Leonard Nimoy died this year, too.
Who? Didn't he? Yeah. So Leonard Nimoy and the Christopher Lee. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Anybody else?
I mean, some rock star musicians passed away.
Interesting. Yeah. Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace.
They lived a good life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I wish I could have had the money they had.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't mind living that life.
You can always win the lotto.
Yeah, good luck with that. Did you play? They're both high. I like, think the...
It's like 120 mil yes, right now or something like that.
Yeah, I need to play.
I think we should probably just we try to play one time.
Get some new mics.
Get some new mics because we need to do a Kickstarter campaign or something.
Yeah, I hear you go. Trying to get people's money.
Yeah, that rate and review and subscribing doesn't do enough. We need some money. So why don't we do like a live show?
Hey, let's... I was going to do a Star Wars, but I'm thinking I'll hold off.
Let's hold off.
Yeah. We'll save it for next time.
Can you believe this is the 15th episode?
15?
15.
Huh.
1-5.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's deep.
It is deep. Yeah. We probably...
good times.
Probably would have had more, but I think we weren't happy with some of those final cuts.
Yeah, we had some other ones we kind of archived, right? We need to pull those out sometime and
get
to like editor's cuts or something. And,
like, hey, this is our treat to you, unfiltered.
Right, right.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
What's up, player? Yeah.
This is Marvin Baker.
It's me. Yeah, what's about there, Playboy? Yeah, Playboy.
Hold on. In the
way. Kobe's leading the way.
Well, that's because the fans vote for the starters. So, and that's he should be in there the last year. I mean, he shouldn't be in there, but he should be.
He should be in there. You're right. Yeah. So you told me today that
here's the setup.
No.
Setup, folks.
No. We'll see, because we've had this discussion several times.
Okay.
Both on the record and off.
Okay.
So you said there's NBA MVP voting already.
Yeah, I don't know about voting, but just an MVP playing.
Candidates.
No, yes.
And then you told me that Draymond Green, who, by the way, in no certain words, I said he's not that great.
He's playing
average.
He's better than average. I think he's better than average. If he's a top 10 fantasy league player, he's better than average. Man.
Do you play fantasy basketball?
No, I don't at all, no. It's too much. Too many games.
There's way too many games.
Yeah, I barely could play fantasy league football with two teams.
And that kind of went bad for you, right?
Yeah. I stopped watching like week six. I stopped even. I don't think I even said my last. I started trading away players, getting people in the league mad. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean?
Oh, you were talking about that too in yours, right?
What's that?
About how people were making draft. Not you, but this dude.
Mine wasn't that bad.
You were giving away draft picks to Ken, and then you said that.
Traded the quarterback, and I got a quarterback and the tight end.
You remember the commish? The commish that we had on episode 3, Joey?
Yeah.
Tell him.
Bro.
What? Are you in his league?
Yes.
Oh.
Dude.
What happened?
Aaron Rodgers.
For?
Was traded.
For
the Seattle defense.
Oh, no.
Straight up.
No.
Straight up.
No. I would have to get like another quarterback with that. Like, give me like, you know what I'm saying? Drew Brees or somebody that wasn't playing all that great.
Give me Cam Newton and give me your Seahawks defense and I'll give you
No, not Cam Newton. I mean, he's playing MVPs. Like, not that level, but like, that's
it was kinda ridiculous.
That's bad. That's way worse than what mine was.
Gronk was on 3 teams this year.
Really?
In our league.
Because he got hurt. And
no, what? Because he got passed around with his ridiculous trades.
Why? Really?
I hope you're listening, Joey.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
I hope you are listening to Joey. Scheme Joey.
Somebody just got Scheme Joey. Somebody just got called out, Joseph.
No, honestly. Behind the scene trade.
He does. And even when he plays his games, he's got this scheme behind everything.
That is jacked up. Scheme Joey. Wow. Dude, I didn't say it. I didn't say it, Joey, but that is kind of crazy, Joey.
And the thing is.
That was way worse than my trade.
This is crazy. So Joey has a way to veto trades.
Yeah. I've seen that.
And they still all made it through.
Scheme Joey. Skeevy Joey.
Anyway, so
Ski Joe.
Season didn't turn out too well for me.
What place did you come in?
I finished like 10th out of 12.
Damn. Yeah, I was like that too.
You're a lottery pick.
I was like something like that. One of my leagues, my other league, I might have been like 8th or something like that. I wasn't. I got like 6 at one point, but then I just kept getting.
I put a lot of eggs in the. I drafted Peyton and Emmanuel Sanders because I had Emmanuel Sanders last year. He had a really good year, and Peyton had a good year too. Huh. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to try to get both these guys and double dip on points every week because they were going off last week or in the last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work out like that this year, bro.
Huh.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
So, wow.
The app has been deleted. I'm ready for next year. I think I deleted the app in like week
13. I didn't delete the app, but. I stopped really playing, like, I think I was into it to like maybe week 10 or something. But I traded, I had Tom Brady, and I got rid of Brady.
For?
Phillip Rivers and Jimmy Graham. That's not too bad.
And some money on the side, or?
That's not too bad. No.
That's real bad.
That's not bad. How bad is that? Dude, you don't like Phillip Rivers.
Oh, I think he's a great quarterback.
Okay, so what's
wrong with that? A great quarterback.
I got
Brady
2 for 1.
Was going off, dude. Like,
yeah, but I need. Yeah, wise. But I needed. I needed a tight end to give me. I needed something else. I was struggling at like running back. I think my running backs were on that team was terrible or something.
Running backs are pretty terrible.
My receivers were straight. It was my running backs were terrible. I didn't need points from somebody else because
there
my
was
running
no
were
running
sick.
Back this year that was like
a yeah consistent right
in the beginning. Devontae Freeman.
Yeah.
Was going off, and then he just
Le'Veon Bell got hurt. And,
yeah, it was just dude. Running backs
Williams probably his replacement was probably better.
D'Angelo Williams.
D'Angelo Williams did more work than most. But yeah, I pretty much gave up on that.
Anyways, it's over. I'm ready for next.
Yeah, football season over it.
Hopefully,
not over with, but
hopefully we're gonna have to hire somebody
tailing off
for Joey's league next year to monitor these shady trades.
I agree.
I thought you could we had a league where we had to vote. Like if you didn't get like votes. Then, like, you can get like people to vote, or you can veto. That's what it was. If you had so many people veto it, then it wouldn't go through.
Well, I think they vetoed it, and then they would just do it again, resubmit the trade after the time elapsed for you to vote for or against it. They just would resubmit it again.
But then the commissioner should be able to take over at that point, right?
Well, he was kind of in charge, so he kind of picked and chose his trades. Is that what?
Scheme Joey.
Exactly.
What
dude.
Up? What? That's cool. Well, enough of the fantasy league football talk because I'm depressed.
All right,
we're
right.
Depressed
so,
about that.
So NBA star voting here.
Okay, go ahead. What's the?
So Kobe Bryant's the leading vote getter.
Of course,
surprise.
Yeah.
So how do they do it now? They do West guard. They do guards and front court now. That's all they do.
Yeah, they did change it, didn't they?
Yeah, so
they do so many forwards and so many guards now, right? And then like,
so Kobe's classified as a forward now because D'Angelo Russell and Jordan Clarkson are the backcourt.
2-1-2. Yeah, I guess you're right.
So Steph Curry is leading the guards,
of course.
Russell Westbrook's behind him. Then you got CP3. Yawn.
Who?
CP3. Klay Thompson.
Why you got yawn on that? That's... Why you gotta do my boy like this?
So if the starters were named today, you'd have in the West Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Durant, and I guess you would put Blake Griffin in there as center. But although
center, Boogie Cousins, man, what are you talking about?
Or actually, Boogie's not even on this list right now.
See, that's the one thing I don't like about.
Actually,
that.
He is on here. He's behind Tim.
He should be. He's behind who?
Tim
Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, Duncan should start then. I'm tripping.
I mean, he might get like a reserve.
Actually surprised. I'm surprised he's getting the votes.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard has.
Kawhi should be.
Kawhi's up there. He's going to be a reserve.
Kawhi's going to be a reserve?
He more than likely.
Who are the forward? Go back.
Because the starting five is determined by voting, right? Which is kind of stupid. The fans vote for it. So, you have Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, who are probably both going to start, and then the front court, Kobe, KD, and. Center, my guess is going to be
Gasol.
Wow, he's not even on.
Davis.
Anthony Davis is ahead. Yeah, so Anthony Davis might get the start. Gasol is not on here. Damn.
Nah, dude.
Yeah,
I don't think he would be on there.
Yeah.
Oh, Marcus.
Marcus. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's not even on here. So then you would probably put like I mean, Tim would probably be reserve, and so would Boogie. But I mean, your boy.
So was it? Is it 12?
So number it's five, 12,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So number five in the West front court is Draymond Green.
He's on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's 4,000 votes behind Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't even. Yeah, no, Kawhi's.
So, well, Blake's probably not even going to get to play because he's hurt, right?
Why play?
He's got like a quad injury. Well, those are pretty severe.
Yeah, why play when you can be back?
He tore his bicep.
I thought it was his quad.
I don't know what it was.
Either way, so I mean, in the East, I gotta be. I can't just talk about the West. So the East, you got D Wade.
D Wade.
I don't know how that happens.
What
but
you mean?
You got D Wade, Kyrie Irving, LeBron.
Kyrie Irving.
He's been hurt all year.
But he's been like hurt all year. And that's what. And John, did you see John Wall said that the All Star voting was a joke?
It kind of is.
Dude, there was a year where Yao Ming was hurt and he made the All Star team.
Because he got voted in all that China.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, man, he ain't played.
So you got LBJ, Paul George, and then Andre Drummond will probably start at center.
I like Drummond.
But Carmelo's in there.
Yeah, a lot of guys get it. You get in there because
votes.
You vote and you're popular. They know your name.
Yeah.
So a lot of people vote, don't even watch the game. Like, so.
Yeah. So you, I mean.
That wouldn't be my all-star team would look a lot different.
I mean, naturally, so would mine. I mean, yeah. I don't know, like, what these people are watching, but I mean.
Like, my starting fives are probably a little different.
So, who
like Kobe wouldn't even be on the team. Not this year.
Well, then, since we're talking about it, who would you put in your starting five right now?
In the West, Curry.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Curry, Westbrook, Durant. Who else?
This Draymond Green guy, you've been all.
I like Draymond Green, man. And I'm a Buckeye, man. So, I mean, you know, they beat us. Michigan State's always good in basketball and football. So, let's look at his numbers.
Mateen Cleaves played at Michigan State, too, right?
Yeah.
You like Mateen Cleaves?
I liked his leadership.
Draymond Green's numbers?
Yeah.
14.9 points a game,
mm-hmm.
9 rebounds,
mm-hmm.
7 assists.
He's a number 5 in assists in the league, number 1 at forward. Those are really good numbers. You know that, right?
That's respectable.
That's more than respectable. Mm-hmm. That's more than respectable. The scoring is not. 15 points a game is not respectable. In NBA?
Hold on. There's
9 rebounds a game?
Let me tell you why.
What you mean?
Let me tell you why.
Why he gets 9 rebounds a game?
Yes, sir.
It's 9 rebounds. What do you mean? Why?
No.
They just fall into his hands.
No.
He doesn't post. He doesn't box out.
His assists and his rebounds come off of 2 very important things.
What? Ball movement.
No. So
it's a system thing.
The assists is he's got 2. Dude, I can probably average 5 assists on the Warriors. Yes, sir.
Not in NBA.
Absolutely. With the Warriors, I could.
Nah.
Absolutely.
We say that.
Dude, I can throw it to Steph barely passing.
We say that, but everybody can't do that. He has the skill set to do that, man. He is a very good player.
The rebounds.
He's above average player.
The Warriors take a lot of shots. A lot. And there's a lot of long rebounds.
Yeah.
Players like Draymond Green benefit from long rebounds because they're scrappy players. Scrappy players go for loose balls. Scrappy players get
offensive
rebounds.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Right.
So I'm just saying he's the product of
hard work
of the Warriors.
No, he's a product of himself.
Of the Golden State Warriors.
Nah, he's a product of himself. he's a hard worker, period. And
he's a hard worker.
It's both.
Absolutely.
It's both. I agree. He's got Steph Curry. Again, you would average 5 assists with Steph Curry and Thompson on one side or the other.
I don't have to do anything except bring the ball to the court and throw the ball.
You do have to do something. You have to draw the defense in. You have to kick it out, make a good pass. It's the NBA. You're not averaging 7 assists in the NBA being a scrub.
You don't have to be.
So that's like all Chris Paul's assists or alley-oops. That's not true.
Most of them are.
But that's the hardest pass to make in basketball, period. He does it perfectly, so. He makes it look easy. That's why you're like, oh, he makes it look easy. It's not the easy. Nobody can do it.
There's one thing I remember. Remember I told you I watch First Take a lot. When they were talking about the team, I think it was last year, that the number one assisting team in the league was the Warriors.
It wasn't Spurs?
No, not last year.
Y'all was always top 5.
San Antonio was always the top 5.
And Skip said that there's a little bit of falseness to that. Why? Simply because it doesn't mean that they share the ball or pass the ball or move the ball around. There's a lot of shots.
They just make buckets.
Right. They a big coming up the court, you just pass the ball to the wing, he shoots. That's not moving the ball. That's passing to the guy who's to the left or to the right of you. Right. They can shoot.
I got it to him
in
this.
So that's what he's saying.
I got it to him in his spot.
Well, there's no spot for Steph Curry.
Yeah, true.
So there's no
true.
Spot. Okay, so
but he's not
I can
passing
dribble
up the court
Curry
every time.
I can
Come
dribble
on.
Up the court and just throw the ball. And there's a really good chance if he shoots it, he's probably going to.
Don't diminish the man's hard work, man. The dude averages 15. You kind of are, man. He's saying he's got it easy.
He has it easy.
He gets it easier than.
I want to see Draymond Green play for anybody else.
I want to see Tony Parker, Ginobili, you know what I mean? Kawhi Leonard play for another team. That's not in the system. They do the same thing. It's a system. So,
then
it's not their fault.
Your argument should be the same then. So then, yes.
It's not their fault.
System players.
Draymond Green is a really good
player.
He's in a really good place right now.
Chuck, you just said he's a
He's a really good player. But he's a really good player on top of that, though. He's not some scrub, dude.
He's not a scrub. I'm not saying he's a scrub.
He's fifth in MVP candidates right now. That's not a scrub to me.
MVP candidates over who? He's not even top five player on his team.
Curry's is Klay Thompson really better than him? I don't know. He ain't got that heart like that. Again, just because you can play, this dude plays. He plays hard all game, just like Westbrook. I gotta give him credit for that because everybody doesn't do that. Klay Thompson doesn't do that. He takes plays off. I'm watching him like, okay, well.
Because he's a guard.
Draymond Green's like, fuck it, I'm going to take over. And he does it. So it's like, oh, okay, well, shit. Yeah. I can do this. He can't do the same things as Klay. He's not as good as shooter as Klay, but he does a lot more.
If you take him out of there, he's just.
The team suffers. You know that?
He can be very easily replaced, and whoever replaces him.
I don't think so. Harrison Barnes has been there for 3 years.
You can plug in power forward, anyone. Though. I can plug in.
Who?
Do you want me to give you a name?
Yeah,
sure. Someone who reminds me of him, who would actually look like a better player than what he really is.
Who?
Dwan Blair. Very similar.
Not, yes, he could yes, not sir. Do the same thing.
Very similar body.
They're similar.
Very
Dwan
similar.
Blair. There's
you
a couple
put
of
him in that
Brandon
system,
Bass. They're not on his level.
Dwan Blair can't shoot.
No. They're not on his level.
He will look better.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
No, he would not.
Yes, he would.
Where's Dwan Blair now? He was decent. He's not on Draymond Green's level.
He looked better.
He doesn't have the Draymond Greens. He can't dribble like that.
He looked better.
Dwan Blair never.
For us, and now he's playing somewhere else, and he looks like.
But
shit.
He can't get the rebound and just take the down the court and dribble through the legs and pat and no look pass. He can't do that.
Draymond Green
can.
Is replaceable.
No, he's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he's not. Absolutely not.
And that's why
I disagree
can't
with
call
that.
Him anywhere near an MVP vote for anyone.
He's number five. This is not. I didn't make this up. This is the MVP.
No, he. I mean, you're not making it up.
No, it's MVP award tracker, bro. I'm not making this crap up. He's number five. He's in front of LeBron, which I mean, he's not better than LeBron, of course.
Okay.
And that's part. I agree.
Okay.
Some of his system, but some of it is him.
Okay.
It's not just a system. You can't just plug and chug and think, oh, this guy's gonna do the same thing. He's not. Who are you gonna replace him with? So let me give you the top 10. Curry. Westbrook is in the order. Kawhi, Durant, Draymond Green, LeBron, James Harden, Kyle Lowry, Blake Griffin, Kevin Love.
Sorry.
Really?
That was an accident.
What was that? So, I mean, that's your top 10 right now.
I can't even put Kevin Love in the top 10 because
Kevin Love's playing really good, right? Man, y'all. Just because they don't play for the
Spurs. No, it's not that. It's just like, I mean.
What do you mean?
He
plays with LeBron, so it's
no,
easy.
No, not even. But I mean, has he.
I could say the same thing about Kawhi. He plays with four good players. I mean.
You're talking about a 39-year-old Tim Duncan and a 37-year-old Manu Ginobili.
A 39-year-old Hall of Famer. All three of those guys are Hall of Famers.
So you're gonna tell me a guy who's averaging 10 points a game and 6 rebounds a game is gonna clear the hole for him?
Who?
LaMarcus isn't even doing half the stuff he's been doing.
You still have to defend him.
He's not shooting
not
what
yet.
He's at.
He will. He not yet, but he will.
I think he will when Tim and Manu leave because he's going to get all those shots. But at the same time, Kawhi doesn't even spend a lot of time on the court at the same time Manu Ginobili does. But again, I mean, they're system players. Yes, Tony Parker was a project. He was a project player.
19-year-old
Nobody expected him. He developed into an all-star, and he's a Hall of Famer because of a system.
In a system,
yes. Yeah. So Draymond,
they're
Green,
all products of the system.
Draymond Green,
but they all do hard work. I'll never talk smack about Tony Parker's hard work. He works hard. But he's a part of a system. About
somebody being an MVP candidate, they are not system players.
No, sure they are. I mean, depending on what. No. They shouldn't be. No, I see what you're saying on that one, though.
Okay, because if you're a system player, you don't look as good if you go somewhere.
You're saying that. I don't totally think he's a system player. I think he can do something. He has a skill set that I watched. He has a skill set. It's not like somebody's dribbling for him. Anybody getting rebounds for him? He's doing this stuff. So, you know, Kyle Lowry, is he a system player?
No, I don't think
he's
so.
He's got what's his name on the wing with him? I mean,
DeRozan isn't doing anything.
DeRozan is a beast. Well, he's hurt right now.
Very good.
Who?
Kyle Lowry's all right.
He's number eight. He's been good. He's been solid for a long time, man. I bet you the Rockets wish they had him. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that.
I forgot he played for the Rockets.
Yeah, he took a little couple years to develop, just like Tony Parker. I mean, he just doesn't play for the Spurs. It took him, Tony Parker, 3-4 years to develop.
It's not even that, man. It's not even about the
I'm just saying, Spurs though. But,
I'll say Porzingis is a good player. And is it because he's European?
This
is
his first years.
I'm going to say
good now.
I'm going to say Paul Millsap's a good player.
Paul Millsap is a good player. His defense is suspect, but he's a good player offensively. But if you go both ways, which Draymond Green does, he goes. I watched him play against Blake Griffin, my guys. He goes hard against every power forward. He doesn't take a play off, and he's pesky. He gets on her nerves. He's Rodman with offense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know if he's good of a rebound as Rodman, but he's a better passer. He's a better dribbler. He can get the rebound, take it down the court, and initiate the offense. There's not many power forwards that can do that, and he's undersized. DeJuan Blair cannot do that. Elton Brand couldn't do that. Brandon Bass can't do that. Now I like those three guys compared to him as far as like the way they look and play.
Brandon Bass was pretty good at one point.
He was decent,
when he
played for the Mavericks, he was pretty good. So is Leon
Poe. Nah, I think they were better, but none of those guys were grabbing the ball on a defensive end and rebounding and bringing up the court, and the rest of the team, like, they just run. They get the ball, they run. They're like, oh, he's got it. He's cool. He's a skill set.
If Andrew Bogut could dribble, he'd bring the ball up the court too in Golden State.
I think
he can't dribble though.
Draymond's if he did, playing he how many? Can't. 35 minutes a game?
35.
Who?
Draymond, right?
35
minutes.
35,
right?
35. That's right. I just looked at his stats.
I hope he's right at 35. 35 minutes next to Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, you can grab at least that many boards and assists.
They make all the shots, so how's he getting assists? Boards. He gets assists, I see. But what about the boards? He's getting.
They don't make all of them.
No.
Look how many points they make.
Somebody got to get them.
They average.
So there's nobody else out there.
There's over 100.
Are there nine other guys out there playing with you?
They have to at least. How many shots do you think they put up?
Are there nine other guys out there getting them?
No, four other guys.
No, I'm just saying.
You want to know why? Because the other two guys that are shooting.
Do I get a lot of rebounds?
No.
I don't? Mm-hmm. I get a lot of rebounds.
Does Steph Curry get a lot of rebounds?
No, because he's one shooting.
Does Klay Thompson get a lot of rebounds?
Nah, he's
shooting. Okay, so how many
players? Actually, Klay Thompson probably does get a decent amount of rebounds. He doesn't?
No. So who else does that leave?
Somebody got to get him.
Okay. Right.
So why not? He gets him. Okay. So why are you getting? Why are you downing him for getting rebounds?
I'm downing him because.
Does he get more than Bogut?
The recognition that.
Does he get more than Bogut? Who's the center?
It's Andrew Bogut.
What? Huh?
It's Andrew Bogut.
What about it? What did I say?
Yeah, you said. Is he important? Or is
I'm
he
saying,
good or
something? Does he get more than Bogut?
Who cares? He's Andrew Bogut.
He's a 7-foot center. He gets more rebounds than a 7-foot center. I mean.
He's not Rick Smits.
Rick Smits was sweet.
He was sweet. He was a sweet jumper.
That dude was nice.
He hustles. He's a good player.
You don't think he would do well somewhere else by himself.
Here's my definition of a great player is someone that can play anywhere, period. No matter who it is that is around him, whether they're in a good system or in a bad system, they're a great player, period. Those numbers don't change.
That's say he was
no matter
great.
Where they go.
You said he could be great.
No, I didn't say that.
If you're great. An MVP talks,
no, he's
great has to be. I'm just saying. I'm going
just for one
that.
Year. No. There's been guys that made the MVP run for 1 year and fizzled out. I mean, I'm not saying he's great. I say Russell Westbrook was great. I'm not saying this guy is great. I'm saying he's an above average player. Because he's playing off.
And I don't know.
What can he not do? Tell me what he can't do.
He can't shoot.
Sure he can.
No, he cannot.
He's a good shooter.
What's his percentage?
I mean, he's not a terrible shooter. I'm saying.
He's a terrible shooter.
He's no, he's not. 46%. 46. No, hold on. Is it? Yeah, 46. That's not terrible. It's 46%. It's higher than James Harden's and Kyle Lowry's. That's not terrible. Okay, he's wide open because everybody's on Steph Curry. But he still has to hit the shot. He still has to hit the shot. I don't, that's like saying, okay, oh, he's a terrible shooter, but he's wide open, so he hits him. I mean, I have to hit the shots. Don't – there's guys – you can't just put everybody in there. Brandon Bass or Dwan Blair is not hitting those shots, period.
Well, he doesn't get those shots. And
he wouldn't – even if he did, that's not his game. That's and Draymond's
I'm not,
game.
And I'm not defending Dwan Blair in any – because I hate that fucker, by the way.
No, why?
I can't stand that guy. But
dang, what's wrong with
Dwan Blair? When he played for us, he was always that spark – off the bench,
right.
That we needed,
kind of like the way Malik Rose was.
Yeah, and just you need that sometimes. And
Dwan Blair does. I mean, Draymond Green does that all
yes,
game.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
He's a spark off the bench.
I agree. He's not. He's not a number one.
And then another thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way about him.
What? Let's get to the real thing. This is what it is right here.
He was kind of. I don't know how serious
arrogant.
I don't know how serious it was. Yeah, there. This guy, I think he opens his mouth. Too much.
He's a little.
Was averaging literally 2 points a game two seasons ago.
He's a little arrogant with it.
Yeah. You averaged 2 points a game 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. You still averaged 2 points a game in a professional.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
That was my rookie season.
Two points a game.
That was rookie season.
Two.
Rookie season.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of rookies that score way more.
He was drafted. He was a second round draft pick, wasn't he?
And so he benefits from
what?
From having Klay Thompson and having Steph Curry.
Yes, he benefits from it.
Steph
Curry, yeah.
And then Klay Thompson, opens his mouth.
Klay Thompson is.
He opens his mouth and he talks shit to Charles Barkley about how can a guy open his mouth who's never won a championship or something like that. And it was like, dude.
He would have said that last year. He didn't say that last year, did he?
Number one, get in your lane, number one.
Yeah.
Because you shouldn't even be talking to Charles Barkley, number one.
No, not at this point.
Number two,
I totally agree.
That championship that you won was won by someone else. You were a part of it, but he was a very big part of it. And so
he was an intricate. They wouldn't have won without him.
They could have won without him.
Nah, he's irreplaceable.
And
he's
so,
the heart and soul of that team, bro. There's no way they would win without him.
And so, that really rubbed me the wrong way.
No, he's arrogant with it. I totally agree with that.
And the thing is, I don't understand why. You're arrogant about what?
He's a good player.
You're arrogant about what? Because you hustle? Congratulations.
Yes.
There's a lot of people that
he
hustle.
He goes hard.
Rudy hustled in football. Congratulations.
Yeah, but he's hustling. He's hustling to 15, 7, 9, and 7. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit more than hustle. He has some skills. You can't average 15, 9, and 7 in NBA just off hustle. You can't.
You can average 9 rebounds a game.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
If you play 36 minutes a game?
You play solid. He's
36 minutes.
I mean, he's
game?
Boxing
That's
out.
That's 3 quarters.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't average 15, 9 and 7
three
just straight
quarters
hustle. He's
of
got
basketball.
Some skills. He can dribble, he can pass. He's got a skill set. He still has to make the pass. He still has to hit the shot. He's got some skills. It's not all hustle, but it's a lot of hustle.
Yeah.
I give it. It's a lot.
Hopefully, this little podcast is still around when he plays for someone else.
And he's terrible.
And I would love to see.
I'm not saying he's a number one. I'm not saying that, but he's not Batman. He's Robin. He can roll with some. He can roll with another guy. He can be a number two option because he can dribble, pass, a power forward.
Kinda,
he's quick.
I just kind of see him kind of like a DeAndre Jordan.
DeAndre Jordan has no offense at all.
Who bitches about or thinks that they should be taking more shots than they should.
Jordan should not take
should
more shots.
Should not.
No.
And that was part of whole.
You talking about DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, that was part of one of the reasons he wanted to leave.
He should
Dallas
only get
because
dunks.
He wanted to be one
yeah.
of the.
He did. Yeah.
He wanted to be a focus on the offense.
He did.
I'm like, dude, sit down.
He should only. He should only get just dunks.
Stick
that's
to blocking, traveling, and goaltending, and you'll be just.
Yeah, just dunks. Yeah. If they have to foul you at the end of the games, too, then you don't need to get more shots. Yeah.
Anyways.
Hey, so this was since we're talking about Draymond Green. Last year he lost out on the Defensive Player of the Year award, but he had more first place votes than Kawhi did.
Mm-hmm. So
Kawhi had
second.
The second place votes.
So he was second.
Yeah.
So he was All NBA.
So Hold on. So this is his tweet. You ready? Or his comment?
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, his mom said something too, by the way. But go ahead.
Al Gore won the popular vote and didn't get elected president. So I'm not gonna beat myself up over not winning DPOI.
Dude,
really?
he put that out there.
Yeah, he's. I totally agree. He's arrogant with it. He just say too much. But so you're telling me he came in second in the MVP voting last year?
Uh-huh. No
second defensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year. Yeah.
Dude, I mean. You just helped my case. I didn't even know that. I mean,
Kawhi Leonard led the league in steals.
Kawhi Leonard's a beast. No, if Draymond Green came in second to him.
But who else plays great defense?
What you mean?
Not LeBron.
There's a bunch of guys in NBA. No, LeBron plays good defense. He's getting old. What do you mean?
Great defense.
Nobody really plays great defense anymore in the NBA.
No, dude. Okay. Tell me who plays great defense. I don't know a lot of people. I really don't.
Look
at the defensive.
Draymond
first
Green team. Plays great defense. I'm not down eyeing him on that. He's a great defender.
So what are we talking about here?
So we're talking about
people. So that averages 15, 9, 7, and he came in second in the defensive player of the year, which means he was first team All-NBA defense.
That's not what he was averaging last year, though. That's what he's averaging this year.
True, but I'm saying, but he's on that level. I'm sure he's still playing the same type of defense. So he's probably going to be on first or second team All-Team defense. I mean, that's not an average NBA player. That's a better than average NBA player. The average player does not make the all defensive team. First
so maybe at the end of the argument for time's sake, yes, he's a great defender. He's capable of being a great player, but I think he's an MVP candidate?
He's a candidate.
Right now he is.
What's a candidate? How many?
Yeah, I mean, you 10 can people. Fall off. That's true.
Yeah,
and then narrow it down to like 4 or 5 or whatever. Yeah. I mean, because I'm like, I don't know. I mean, there was just an article about Kawhi, about his scoring abilities. Like, some days he's, like, hot, and some days he's, like, you know, but then he's not looking for shots. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's very debatable. It's a catch-22.
Draymond Green, if you're listening
to this. It's a catch-22. If you are listening to this.
Stay in your lane, boy.
Hey, say what you want, Draymond. Don't listen to that. Say what you want. Everybody else do it. You can say it. You just got to back it up. That's the thing. So you can't. You got to keep your 15-9-7 in all defensive NBA. You can't slack off because then they're going to really talk bad about you.
You definitely are.
Yeah, I'm going to talk bad about you if you slack off. But I don't see him doing that. He's a Michigan State product, man. They have good players out of that program, man. It's like not like a Duke player, but there's certain types of characteristics you get when you play under Izzo.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie Bell, in the Big Ten. Can really say a lot.
Just the mentality.
Mateen Cleaves.
Just the mentality. I mean, they're tough guys. They're not like most guys that come out of Michigan State aren't softies.
So
they're pretty tough.
Is D-Bag D-Block?
D-Bag.
Is he a Michigan State fan or a Michigan fan?
Michigan. But Jordan's a Michigan State fan.
Jordan?
Yeah.
What Jordan?
Michigan Jordan. The boy we play ball with. Spurs.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Spurs Jordan. Yeah, he's a Michigan State fan. So, yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's just the program. You know what I mean? They're tough, mentally tough guys. So
I was a big fan of UNC Charlotte.
Crickets.
Just kidding.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Good talk, man. I'm glad y'all. What else can we argue about?
You got to take a load off?
No.
You got any more you want to take off your chest here?
No, there's nothing
else. No, I think, like, I'm not putting him up there, like,
you got him on
he's like.
Got him on a damn pedestal.
I'm not taking him over LeBron, James Harden, Blake Griffin, Kyle Lowry, and Kevin Love. But
I don't think
these other guys.
I mean, Kevin Love's a great player, but I don't think he belongs in that conversation. I don't think he does.
It's MVP for this year. I mean, what do you mean?
What's Kevin Love got? What's his stats? What do you got there?
I don't know. Where's points per game? That's weird how this thing is set up. Oh, here it is. He averages 17. And where's rebounds?
He's normally a pretty
17
good
17 and 10. I mean,
but come on. You said it last year that Kevin Love wasn't better than Chris Bosh.
Not the way he was playing last year. No, if your teammate has to tell you to stop fitting out and fit in, then no, you're not.
I wish we could still see Minnesota Timberwolves Kevin Love, because he was beastie, dude. He was averaging at one point.
Well, he had to.
Why? Yeah.
He had to shoot.
He was, but there was a stretch where he was doing 20 and 20 games for a little bit.
And the guy that he was guarding had 20 and 20 as well. So, I mean, that yeah. he didn't play any defense. So he can't guard him. He can't guard him.
20 rebounds is a lot.
No, he rebounds like a monster. But the way he's going to, in this offense he's in now, he has to shoot threes and he's not going to get as many rebounds.
So, do you think that if he does a delivery, that Cleveland trades him?
I think he's delivering 17 and 10.
That's not bad.
What's his 3-point?
That's a lot better than Chris Bosh.
And
he's shooting 37%. But
and he's the third option, too, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
But, right, so, I mean, second option because what's his face?
So Kyrie gets back, yeah.
So when he comes back, we'll see what the, like, yeah. those numbers yeah. change. But I've always liked Kevin Love. I just don't think he plays any defense, but he's
a, he has no defense. He can't.
He's a pretty damn good rebound.
Chris Bosh learned how to play defense. I mean, he plays better defense than
Because he's a velociraptor. He has to.
He does. Yeah, he's predator, but still, I mean.
When he was, I had made a bold statement one time, and I don't know if I'm going to stick by it anymore. But when he was playing for Minnesota, I thought.
In the lakes of Lake Minnetonka.
I thought that at the end of his career, that his numbers would be similar to Sir Charles.
Who's?
Kevin Love.
I thought, I mean, that.
Because they have, yeah, because Charles Barkley's defense wasn't that great either. But rebounding and scoring, they scored a lot of points and grabbed a lot of rebounds.
Now that he's in Cleveland, he's had a couple of years where, obviously, he hasn't performed like he used to back in Minnesota. Like you said, he had to there because he was the only person there, but.
Yeah, I think they have some, that's a good comparison. I just don't think he had.
I don't know if it'll Barkley's, happen anymore. Because, dude, I put Barkley's one of my
favorites.
Mine too, actually.
Amazing player.
But he again, Barkley had that mentality.
Yeah,
like he was going.
But the thing too is like
Kevin Love doesn't have that.
Charles Barkley was always the go-to guy on pretty much almost every.
He made it. He made it like that though.
Except for towards the end when he played for the Rockets.
Yeah,
it was kind of.
Yeah, that was kind of.
Philly and then Phoenix. He was a dude.
Auburn.
Dude, did y'all ever watch that game where he scored like 14 straight points for Phoenix?
I can't remember. I'm sure I've seen it. I'm sure I saw it.
I forgot who they were playing. I want to say they were playing the Sonics in like the 93 playoffs or something like that. He didn't miss until the third quarter. And wow. He was nailing threes, fadeaways, everything, post-ups.
Barkley, when he got hot,
dude, Charles Barkley was bad. Dude.
But again, he had that mentality.
Like the killer instinct.
He had it. They were talking about, you said that thing about him, Bo Jackson, and Frank Thomas. When they all went to Auburn at the same time.
Yeah, you were
telling
you
about that?
We talked about it briefly.
They were talking about how Barkley just took over the team. I mean, just like put the team on his shoulders and just, that was just him.
Yeah.
That was just his mentality. That was his personality. He just took over and like it didn't matter who the best player was. He felt like he was the best player, period. And he played it like it. And,
On the 92 Dream Team, he was the leading scorer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't, because I'm not stopping. Yeah.
And I think he was scoring like 16 or 18, which is a lot when you have looking at Jordan who else is on the team.
And, all them guys.
Yeah, that's a better team. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better than that 2012 team. Yeah.
But they realized that he was unguardable. I mean, just the way he, his offense, his post game was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So
I'll stop by another time. We'll spend a little time on that one if you want.
Which one? On what?
The 2012 versus 92.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll take a little while.
Yeah.
That's like that's a whole episode.
For that's a good
full
one.
Full episode.
There's some good players on both those teams. Really good players.
There's a lot of good players. Except for Christian Laettner. That 2012 team.
Except Christian Laettner. He's never been on that team.
The greatest college player, basketball player of all time.
The greatest college player in the best system.
Yeah.
He was not the best player.
Same could be said about Draymond Green in his system.
Touche.
With Michigan State and Golden State.
Touche. But, Draymond Green's way better than Christian Laettner.
Radio looking more.
Christian Laettner was terrible.
Christian Laettner went 11 for 11.
In college.
Against Kansas. I mean, Kentucky.
Yeah, in college.
He has 2 NCAA titles.
In college.
And he smokes a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Or he did.
Today.
Anyway, all
cool.
right, well.
Cool, good talk, man.
Yeah, good
man.
Stuff.
Shoot, thanks for joining us, man. I appreciate a little banter.
Little back-to-back
little
with
Draymond
the
Green banter. We got to find another player to argue about, like Chris Paul or something.
No, you can go Chris Bosh and Kevin Love. Chris Bosh. He's got a huge man crush for Chris Bosh.
I don't have
dude,
a man crush for Chris Bosh. I just hate when people hate on Chris Bosh.
I used to like Chris Bosh in Toronto.
He just looked like a predator. He changed his game, though.
He's a 6'11" predator.
So he changed his game. Remember LeBron, fit out, don't fit in? Chris Bosh fit in and changed, adapted his game to LeBron and Dwayne Wade's game so he can, be effective with that team.
Yeah.
know what I'm saying? So I give props for that, because that wasn't his game before that.
Yeah.
So he had to transform his game. So
he was very good with
that. Well, now he's going back to that. He's back to that now. He needs to. He has no choice, because LeBron's gone. This is him and Dwayne Wade. So
his knees aren't always holding up.
Right. They got Dragic. I mean, they got a decent team. You know, so Justice Winslow. So they got a decent team. Birdmaster there, right?
I think he is.
Yeah.
They can't trade him because nobody wants that huge overbloated salary. Yeah.
True. Hopefully that little bit of Miami Heat talk, put a smile on Joey's face.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. We got some Miami fans out there.
Joey Flores.
Just one in San Antonio.
Just yeah, I'm about to say. It's just, yeah. Okay. Just
no Wizards fans.
No Wizards.
Wizards.
All right, man. Well,
if Durant go there, there'll be some fans.
Right? He might go over there, right?
That's where he's from, right? Yeah, he's from there. He's from D.C. Or
he got Baltimore. Mad at Stephen A. because Stephen A. said that he was leaving, right?
Well,
he said that would consider it, right? I think that was the wording.
Yeah,
he said Durant would consider it.
He didn't say he was going to leave.
He just said he would consider leaving, right? It was something like that, right?
It was something very vague.
Yeah, which is, but yeah, why would he consider that?
Did you notice how Durant's been really chippy lately?
Because I'm telling you,
he's gonna leave.
He's
been chippy about a lot of stuff. He got really pissed off about the Kobe Bryant thing too.
What Kobe Bryant thing?
How people wouldn't, when he started the first few games of the season when he was playing really bad, and that he got really pissed. He's like,
Hawks boots dogging him.
He's like, how can y'all disrespect one of our game's greatest players? But you have guys have no respect. He just went off. And then other little things too pissed him off. I don't know why he's so chippy this year.
Because Westbrook won't give him the ball. I'm telling you. He needs to go get the fucking ball. Westbrook, just give him. Grant, just go get the fucking ball, man. Quit bitching out. I mean,
quit pussyfooting around. Basically.
How
about this, though? Do you think if it was flip-flopped a little bit where Russell Westbrook maintains his aggressiveness, especially when Durant's not on the floor, but flip-flopped a little bit more to, all right, let me try to get my dude some shots, but get my shot at the same time too. Do you think they would be more successful?
Yeah.
Dude, just a little bit.
So whatever coach can talk him into doing it.
I'm telling you, bro. 51-49, and you're going.
Durant needs to be the one to do it, though.
51-49 will get you through the playoffs.
Durant needs to go get the ball. He's too mild mannered.
Those guys scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I do not want to play those guys.
But there's only three of them. It's them two and Ibaka.
Two. Ibaka sucks.
Ibaka sucks now? Wow, you know, he's all.
We'll do that.
How does Ibaka suck?
He's not very good.
Huh?
He's not
very good. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
All right. How's he not good? All right. Oh, okay.
He's not that good.
He's first team defense every year as well. Y'all know that, right?
He goes after every shot block.
He sits in the paint for 9 seconds.
That's good, man.
He gets rebounds. He plays D. He got a decent.
I don't want to talk about.
He's
this,
a decent jumper.
He's got a decent jumper.
He's a professional camper in the lane. That's for sure.
Well, he's a power forward. I mean, he's got to be.
He's a center.
You're only allowed to be in there for 3 seconds.
Power forward.
Does he?
He's power forward.
Who's center? Oh, Kander. Oh, Adams. They play Kander way too much money to come off the bench.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got to pick somebody.
And he's better than Adams.
Yeah, but he's not. But Adams plays strong. I mean, you know what I'm saying? If you play like I'm small, man, but I play strong. You know what I mean?
Did Serge Ibaka and Draymond Green go to the same school?
Serge Ibaka's French, isn't he?
He's from Congo, yeah, I thought, right, Africa. Or something.
He's not Congo. Yeah, Africa. Okay. He's from
Congo. He speaks French, right?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, okay. I know something like that. Because I thought he played for the...
You know what we should do next week? Or did he play for French team? Week, I'll send you something. Let's do our NBA all garbage team.
We could do that. I gotta look at the benches and see. No, we should they have to play though, like, right?
They
can't
play.
Be like, they can't be like people that don't play. Like,
I put the whole Clippers starting five in that.
DeAndre Jordan's gotta be put him on there.
He's not all garbage. Come on,
Steve Blake.
There are worse centers than him.
All you have to do is make free throws.
But I mean, everybody can't shoot free throws. Dwight Howard doesn't make free throws. Shaq couldn't make free throws. So Tim Duncan can make free throws at first.
Can I tell you something funny about Dwight Howard real quick?
Go ahead, tell us.
Shoot.
Do you ever watch Around the Horn?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Do you know who Dave Kalashaw is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the guy with the beer, right?
Yeah, he's the dude from Dallas Morning News. And so they were having an argument, and he was talking about Karl Malone. He was talking about Dwight Howard and how he was so overrated, right? And so he said, he made a comment, and he said, and someone said, wait. Are you telling me?
Are you telling me
that Dwight Howard is the most overrated player of all time? He's like, no, I did not say that. Karl Malone is the most overrated player of all time. It was so funny.
I'll say John Stockton.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk about that.
It was funny. We don't have
time for that.
Okay. I say John Stockton is most overrated. But he,
we'll get Marvelous Baker for that conversation.
Not that they're not good. They're great players for sure.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's funny, actually. Yeah, I mean, he would be in that. But Karl Malone was kind of beastie, though, quietly. He had
those couple years where nobody could stop him.
A couple years.
Number two all time scoring.
He was unguardable, dude. I just hated the way he did it. You know what I mean?
You played dirty to do it?
No, I just didn't like his game. But he was strong as hell.
I always tell people this. You know that him and LeBron were the same size?
They're the same size, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, what, 6'8", like 260? Yeah, they're about the same. They're the same size.
They're the same size.
So imagine, like, LeBron running at you. And like thinking Karl Malone's the same size, like, you know what? I'm gonna move out the way. I was about to block this guy.
I like that he was talking about Karl Malone, but I like that Adidas commercial where Damian Lillard was in that, and then Barry Sanders and LT was in there, and Jim Brown and Karl Malone. Remember? And he's like, it's not like, or in Chris Webber, right? He's like, it's not like I'm not gonna go to the NBA Finals. And like Chris Webber looks at him ugly. He's like, I'm sorry, C. Webb. I'm not ever gonna win an NBA title. An NFL title, and like they all get pissed, and then Carmelo, he like says something about Carmelo, like he says something to Carl, and like he comes out, he's like, "Burgers are ready,"
right?
Like,
yeah.
He's like, and then Barry's like, "Carl, man, you hurt his feelings, man."
Yeah,
that's funny.
Speaking of commercials, what's up with the DeAndre Jordan being the woman?
Is the Hoopers?
That's hilarious.
Why would you do that?
Because he's with the Clippers and he's a little bitch.
That was a little bitch move. I totally agree with that.
We're going to put the chair on your door. You're not going anywhere.
I told you Clippers are the most hated team. You say it every day. You talk about the Clippers every day. So
I do not.
Yeah, but they are the most hated team.
They're not liked very much.
No, they're.
I just couldn't believe it.
I think people kind of got over the whole Cleveland thing already. I don't think anybody.
He went back. You got to get over that. He went back.
No more Heatles.
But no, they were talking about because
I think the Warriors are probably one of the most hated teams, but just because they're winning.
Yeah, they said it's not even close. I was reading an article about it, and they were talking about how they were so hated because, like, as much as Chris Paul complains, as much as Blake Griffin complains, I was like, yeah, I get
Doc
it.
Doc Rivers, bitches.
Like, they included him. They included him too. They included him in as well. They was like, and Doc Rivers always complains, like every play, every call. Like,
yeah.
The referees are even like, come on, guys. Like, seriously. So, that's a big part of it. So, but yeah.
All right. Good stuff. We'll save the rest for another conversation because it's, yeah, we've been going a little long here.
We'll
reconvene
at a later date.
Yes.
With some more controversial players, our garbage team.
Bring your garbage list to the table.
So the criteria for the garbage team was what? They are starters or they're in the rotation or what? Like,
I don't know.
Let's do that. Let's do the worst starters
that think they're good.
No. Can't say they think they're good.
I think we just need to figure out.
They all think they're good.
So five players, starting five that are most overrated and we consider them garbage.
That start on some NBA team.
Take five players from 29 teams, and you put
like
them
like Michael Adams or something, like Adams or something.
That guy for sure is totally garbage.
But there's got to be worse centers than him.
No, he is.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who's a center for?
Tiago's better than him.
Who's a center for Who's a center for Lakers?
Roy Hibbert. Actually, Roy Hibbert's the garbage.
Roy Hibbert,
and he's getting paid $16 million.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I totally agree with that one. Does he start?
He does start.
Does he start?
And he's getting paid $15 million a year to play.
He is the starting center on the R garbage team. So we'll start with that. So that's how we're going to do it.
Okay.
That's
funny. We'll build our garbage team around Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, okay. We're going to build our garbage team.
I have to say this real quick. I have to.
Go ahead.
I forgot what year was it. I think it was still a game between Miami and the Pacers when LeBron was still there. And I think Roy Hibbert scored like 0 points.
Yeah, or two, and no rebound.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, and then the next game, I think he scored like 6 points. And there was a meme on Instagram. It was a picture of a trash can on fire. And it said Roy Hibbert on fire.
Wow. Because he got 6 points. That's to be 7 foot. Like, he didn't
seven
get
two.
And he had like one or two or yeah, zero rebounds. Zero rebounds.
How are you 7 foot or whatever and you have no rebounds? Like, the guards get more rebounds than that. Like, Tony Parker averages like 3 rebounds a game. Like, really, dude? Like, you had no rebounds? That's terrible.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. He's our starting point.
So he's our starting center on the Argyle Riders team, and we'll build on that.
Yes, sir. All right. So then we are about ready to close up shop. So social media, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope, which we did not do another live Periscope. Oh man. Dang. No, I'm kidding.
Thank God.
Follow us there at Pick and Roll Show. Anything else you want to add, sir? Alex Camacho, yeah, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again, guys.
Yes, of course. I said it was going to be 15 minutes, and it'll be almost an hour. So anyway, do you have anything you want to add?
Maybe. Draymond Green, Finals MVP. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
Yeah, yeah.
But actually, if they do go to the Finals and they win, he'll be the Finals MVP.
Oh, okay. We'll see in about 6 months.
Or Curry.
We'll talk about this in episode 50 or whatever.
If the Spurs don't beat them. So.
Yeah.
And if Cleveland doesn't beat them either.
I don't have anything else to add. So we're going to go ahead and I think we've let it all out tonight. So, all right. So thanks for listening for Pick and Roll. We're Pick and Roll.
Peace.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.